the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Plus, I got an extra-large premium chef's cutting board made of the finest American maple wood and crafted in the USA exclusively for the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom. It's a $100 value. Thanks to our friends at Builder Supply Outlet, 5 miles east of Oakbrook Shopping Mall, Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview. That's coming up. I'll tell you when to call. Not yet. What we call a tease.
Number 5.
Yesterday, Donald Trump called Hillary Clinton a bigot. Today, Hillary said she believes that the Trumpster is bringing hate groups into the mainstream. This is Reno, Nevada. She listed a number of discrimination lawsuits the Justice Department has filed against Trump's companies and how his policies are often welcomed by hate groups. She was tying the whole thing together in a big bow here. Clinton accused Trump of standing up before a mostly white audience and disparaging black people.
Under the guise of outreach to African Americans, Trump has stood up in front of largely white audiences and described black communities in such insulting and ignorant terms. Poverty, rejection, horrible education, no housing, no homes, no ownership, crime at levels nobody has seen. Right now, he said, you can walk down the street and get shot. It really does take a lot of nerve to ask people he's ignored and mistreated for decades. What do you have to lose? Because the answer is everything.
Okay, well, that's interesting because I don't think that she wins on this point because, you know, I'm looking up at my screen and right now I got a helicopter shot, live helicopter shot in Chicago with 3 people shot, right? I mean, this is what he's describing in, I think, very... stark terms. I think his mistake is tone here. It's not necessarily data, but it is definitely tone and how he frames it, because he frames it as I'm your savior. Only I can help you because you people caused this is the way it comes off to. I think in the main, it comes out to African-Americans like that. So,
right, but some of his facts, I think, are true. The 58% youth unemployment, 1 in 5 living in poverty. There is the job situation. There's something to paint here about the lack of success amongst African-Americans, and that what he's trying to say is that this government has done little to support you or help you. I don't know that African Americans are going to buy that message coming from Trump, and I don't know that he gains many African American voters.
And again, I agree with those who are saying that it is not designed for their consumption. It is designed for the consumption of college-educated white people, suburban white voters, Republican voters who are turned off by Trump's rhetoric and his tone and see him as either a bully or not as bright as he thinks he is. And the reality is that I would imagine he would know how to communicate that better, but he's chosen to try to communicate in the most pugilistic of ways because he knows that it cuts into and it drains the vein of anger in America when he does that. But no culture has ever survived and thrived after the election of somebody who's promising to do the kinds of things that he has so far promised. Now he's changing his position on it. But you know, when you drain that anger and you rise to the level of a leader based on the primarily angry people putting you there, you just look at the pages of history and they're filled with bad things happening thereafter because these guys can't do what they promised. Then the angry people get angry at them. And then everybody gets angry at them, or even worse, you allow the people who are angry to go into positions of power and vent their anger through authority. And that's also not particularly good.
No,
but that's just the way I'm looking at it. Again, we found a planet yesterday.
We did.
I'm trying to find a way to get to it.
It takes 20 years to get to it is what that very smart woman, the PhD from Cornell, told us.
I can get there in a week.
Did he promise that in his speech day?
I could get that planet in a week. All right, here we go.
Number 4.
All right, now here is Trump firing back at Hillary. saying that his call for strong borders does not make him a racist. It makes him smart. At a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire, just hours ago, Trump turned the tables, saying that Hillary has used minority voters.
She supports open borders that violate the civil rights of African Americans by giving their jobs to people here unlawfully. She supports trade policies that have closed factories in African American communities and put millions of African Americans and others, all of us, out of work.
Is Trump out of work? Is that why he's doing this?
All of us.
I like the idea of that.
His comment was, if you have strong borders, it doesn't make you a racist, it just makes you smart. He's trying to back up what he's been, he's softening this whole immigration stance, though. He really is, even though he says he's not pivoting on that. I think he realized that didn't play too well.
Well, it can't get him elected.
Post the primary.
Apparently, the New York Times is reporting that he had a meeting, and it's Kellyanne
Conway,
who is a pollster, who sat him down and said, let me show you what the math is here. You're a business guy. You do math. You figure it out. You build buildings, and you know what load factors are, and you know when something, or you know when a business deal's gone bad and you just can't make money on it. Well, here's what these numbers should tell you right now. Mm-hmm. You can't win with the base of support that you've got. I don't care what the national polls look like. This doesn't work out for you when it comes down to the electoral races.
Mm-hmm. The math just doesn't work.
The math doesn't work, and here's why. What do you mean it doesn't work? How could that be?
It's funny because there is a new ad blitz today from Hillary Clinton about talking about his coziness, as she puts it, or in similar words, with the white supremacist groups and things like that, and kind of juxtapositioning his picture with them and that kind of thing. And she's spending millions and millions of dollars on it. But what struck me today, just watching CNN, MSNBC, and going back and forth, Fox News, all of them held to Trump for his entire speech, which seemed to go longer than an hour. And it's like, here's how he gets the free press. An hour. I mean, they just went gavel to gavel. They just did not break away from it, at least on CNN, except for maybe once or twice. And it's interesting because this is how he's funding his campaign.
Yes, that's right.
They don't want to pull away because the ratings are always so good.
Because you never know what he's going to say. That's the beauty of him. You just don't know because things just fall out of his mouth.
You see it all the time. The inner cities. Parents walking with their beautiful child, and they get shot. They're shot. Their child is shot, often killed. Folks, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? Donald Trump will fix it. We're going to make it better. We're going to help education. We're going to straighten out crime. We're going to create jobs. We're going to bring our companies back. What the hell do you have to lose? It can't get any worse than what it is right now.
I don't particularly like that motto, but you seem to think that's something they've all thought about in rooms and really pulled and tested, and they're making it part of the campaign.
Oh, I don't think they've tested it. I don't think they've tested anything. I didn't say that. But they agreed on it. He trotted it out a week ago. It's not going away, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't an accident that he said it. It was an intentional. It's a campaign. I'll bet you they'll put a TV spot out. What do you have to lose? Hey, give it a shot. What do you have to lose? Like he's selling you a weekend at his casino. What do you got to lose?
Or like you have nothing, absolutely nothing going for you.
Right.
So
you're a loser. You've got nothing. Nothing. You have nothing to lose. You have nothing. I have something. I'll help you get something if you vote for me. Okay?
All right.
That's basically what he's saying.
That's
here we are.
That's what he's saying.
Here we are. Here we are. One day, we're only a few months away now. We're 2 months, essentially.
74 days or something?
Yeah, away from the two and a half months away from this being over. And then the real fun begins. I'm going to sift through and comb through whoever this is. Which one of these two becomes president of the United States?
There was a new news today about the WikiLeaks coming out with releasing more interesting information about Hillary Clinton coming up, too. That came out today.
Okay, so there's more, and there'll be a ton in October.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's going to be the next president of the United States. I'm just telling you that. And then God knows what.
Do you think Ryan Lochte is going to vote for him?
Oh, dude. You know what? I'm coming up. in the top five.
He does make the top five today.
That's right.
And that will shock everyone.
I do. I am in the top five. And you've already done two of these, which means that you've got four more to go. So I've got to hear myself coming up.
And it's good news about Ryan Lochte that we have to report on top of his Dancing with the Stars situation.
Fist bump, Violetta. Fist bump.
Pow.
Pow. Top 5-5 continues. We're at
number three.
During last night's Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Anderson Cooper stopped by. They talked 2016. They talked Trump surrogates. They talked Corey Lewandowski.
So he works for you guys. Does he still get any money from the Trump people at the same time?
I believe I read he gets a severance, a continuing severance from the Trump
people. So y'all are paying him and Trump is paying him, but he's on your show doing analysis for a man he still gets cash from.
Pretty much, yeah. I guess that's one way to look at it. I mean, yeah.
And you still respect his opinion, too?
Well, you know, we have people from all the campaigns. I mean, we have, like, campaign surrogates for Hillary Clinton on.
Those people are all paid by the campaigns.
Right. Well, I mean, they have quite a few people that represent either the DNC, Donna Brazile, right, and that, or some
yeah.
of the others.
Those are people that all get money. They get, I mean, they almost all of that is double dipping. They get paid by the campaigns. They may also have contracts with the networks to appear with them as well.
And they're identified, this is what was important to me, they're identified as a Trump supporter or
right.
a Trump spokesperson. They're not identified as purely a political analyst, which I think would be a little hazier
right.
or foggier.
Same thing with Clinton's. I mean, that's
sure,
that's,
it's
that's,
the same thing on the other side.
Yeah. Checking in at
number two.
Last night's edition of America's Got Talent, seven of the 12 acts performing learned that they had been chosen to advance to the semis. Other five acts sent home. Olympian Michael Phelps appeared on the show as a guest co-host and told Nick Cannon, thank God he's got work, why he loves this show.
We watch it every night, usually at dinner or right after dinner, and it's just cool watching them come out here and do what they love and do it with passion. You know, it's similar to what I've done my whole career.
I like when people, you know, this is like Trump rally too. Just people, the individuals just scream out from the back of the room. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we get it. We're not interested in your opinion.
Shows the spirit of the crowd.
Yeah.
I just want to show how excited they are to see the most decorated medalist of all the Olympics ever.
True. And finally,
number one.
Just yesterday, it tells you how quickly things can change. Just yesterday, we're telling you how Ryan Lochte lost a bunch of his endorsements. Today, he's on the upswing. He just signed a brand new deal with a throat drop company.
Sick.
I know. Oh, cool. Right, because you don't. You could be, but then you don't have to be.
But then why wouldn't you want to be?
I know. He is going to, oh my God, he's going to team up with Pine Brothers Throat Lozenges.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they had more integrity than this.
They're probably making fun of it. He's making fun of himself, which is, I think, a good PR move.
They're promoting the drops as forgiving your throat. Lochte will appear in ads in a commercial. And you know what? Pine Brothers is, this is not their first foray into weirdness. Their last spokesperson was rapper Wacka Flacka Flame.
What does a Wacka Flacka Flame do for minor sore throat relief? This here, Pine Brothers softest throat drops. Can't live without my Pine Brothers, straight up. Nothing soothes your throat like soft, delicious Pine Brothers. With its plant glycerin, imported gum acacia, natural flavors. So next time you need sore throat relief, for whatever reason, take your Pine Brothers.
Pine Brothers, because you're worth it.
Duh! I'm going to be like a Pine Brother. Like that, was that dude a Pine Brother?
Do you have to have a brother?
That was a brother.
A bro.
I can tell by hearing him. Plus his name is Wacka Flacka Flame.
Great move for both of them, though. I mean, you know, he's repairing his image by poking fun at himself a little bit for what's happened. And Pine Brothers, who even knew they existed before today? I didn't.
Oh my God, I love Pine Brothers.
You do?
Oh,
which ones
yeah.
are the? What's the packaging look like on a Pine Brothers?
Pine Brothers cough drops been around
nothing
for
like Ricola.
Like for hundreds of years.
Yeah, they have like cherry and I used
Pine
to love those
Brothers?
Soft
I
ones.
Get
they're the best.
The cherry soft ones are like candy.
They don't have the soft ones anymore. Only the hard.
Pine Brothers, really?
There's
you guys?
Smith Brothers. There was Smith and then Pine Brothers.
Gosh.
Oh yeah, Pine Brothers honey were good too. They don't have the soft ones anymore. They were like gummy bears. It was before there was a gummy bear, there was the Pine Brothers.
Like candy.
I know.
Mom, my throat hurts. I get the Pine Brothers.
I heard Ricola, or however you say that, and then Ricola. Halls.
Yeah, no.
Right, but I hadn't.
Pine Brothers, man. That was the poop.
Well, you'll be hearing a lot more about it now. Jaw.
Jaw.
Will he say that in the ad? $10. What do you guys think?
Jaw.
Apparently, they now soothe lying throats.
We gotta forgive.
There's a lot of those throats.
Let's not forgive. I'm just not gonna forget.
I cannot believe it. She's like, let's forgive him.
Because initially, I think we all thought it was a lot more sinister than it turned out to be. Right?
It was just dumbassery.
It's just dumb.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's just like this is
embarrassing for the Americans. I mean, really,
it was. I think the term of art now is a-holery. It was just an incredible display of a
hole. But you know what? Rio couldn't be happier because we were all worried about what was going to happen in Rio and really what happened.
Right. The Ryan worst thing that happened Lochte was Ryan Lochte did something stupid, which was great. You know what? I'm like an international criminal. Like Jason Bourne would be chasing me, dude. Oh, that would be really cool. Wouldn't that be cool? That'd be cool. You know, we should really close this thing up.
Let's do it.
The top five at five.